Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Markets rattled by push for Russian oil ban in reaction to Ukraine war, reads the headline from London, the Financial Times. In the Wall Street Journal, Russia pummels Ukraine civilian targets, ceasefire talks make little headway. And then, getting jets to Ukraine poses logistic challenges. And then, Biden European leaders affirm support for raising costs on Russia. And then, Danish power company signals frustration with long-term Gazprom contract. I welcome Brett Ahrens, reading at random the warning headlines of these last hours, to connect them to the markets, global markets, U.S. markets, commodities markets, equity markets, bond markets, all of them gyrating, perhaps described best by Big Oil itself, the Exxon CEO. Exxon Chief Executive Officer Darren Woods warned conference attendees in Texas in these last days, this is Big Oil Meets, that oil and other energy markets are in for more turbulence as the international backlash against Russia's invasion of Ukraine begins to bite. Brett Ahrens of Market Watch is here. He writes Return on Investment. And since the Great Recession of 2008, Brett has been my go-to guy when the markets are failing, and they are right now. Brett, the CEO says turbulence ahead. What does that mean for the energy markets? What is the highest number you've heard for a barrel of oil? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. I, as always, when I come on your show, I have to say it's with mixed feelings because it's always bad news when I come on. Yes, well, it'll be tough. Won't be tough times for the CEO of Exxon, but it'll be tough times for everyone else. The highest price we've seen on oil futures was $130 a barrel, and there was some panic buying overnight Sunday night, Monday, obviously when Asia opened first, and the oil markets were up very, very sharply, and then they came back down. At the moment, the April futures, the sort of the near month future, is about $120 a barrel. It was up to $130 at one point, but it's come back down again. It is very difficult in these circumstances to separate out the rational part of the market reaction from the panic part. There are two factors going on, and it's very dangerous to let the panic sort of take hold. There's no question at this point there has been a fair amount of panic driving the markets, not just necessarily on commodities, but in the stock markets and so on. A lot of the reactions have not made much rational sense. For example, on Friday, when there was simultaneously a panic about the oil price and about European assets, the stocks of the big European oil companies went down, which made no sense. There was no reason why, you know, the price of Shell would go down if you thought we were going to be in, you know, a rerun of the 1970s. The oil markets are still predicting that this is a short-term panic. I don't have any information that the oil markets does not have, but just to give your listeners an illustration, right now it's predicting $120 a barrel for April, but it's predicting the oil will be back to $100 a barrel by September. In fact, it's predicting come down by June, July. So the markets are still expecting this to be a short-term dislocation. There are two sayings in commodity markets in particular, the most important of which is that the cure for high prices is high prices. That essentially, when you have when prices go up, you increase supply, you lower demand, and as a result, you know, the market will come back into some sort of equilibrium. So all this panic about soaring prices, the market at the moment is thinking that this will to some extent self-correct within the next few months, either by slowing growth or by stimulating extra supply.
Right. The shale oil people get back into business. Brett, slowing growth, the recession word is being used in scare headlines. Is that something that's being talked about? The oil prices leading to gasoline prices leading to layoffs?
Well, recession is not necessarily something that's on the cards at the moment, but there's no question growth forecasts are being pared back. You can see that, of course, in the stock market. You can see that in the interest rates markets and the bond market. You know, the yield on the 10-year bond, U.S. Treasury bond, has come down. The markets are much less bullish than they were a few weeks ago. There's no question that higher fuel prices, I mean, the surge in gasoline prices has been quite astonishing, really, in the last month or so. There's no question that that takes a bite. Either people borrow it, or they cut back on driving, or they cut back elsewhere in their budgets. So there's no question that this is doing some of the Fed's work for it in terms of cooling the economy, slowing the economy. I don't know if people are thinking about an outright recession at the moment.
All right. We come then to slowing the economy. That is the Fed's job. But at the same time, we're looking at food security. At least in Europe, I've heard this concern because so much of the world's export of wheat comes from Ukraine and Russia. Have you heard food security being an issue here? The prices are going up in the supermarket right now.
Everyone I know is talking about food prices. Even more than gasoline prices, everyone I know is talking about skyrocketing food prices. This is clearly something that's going to be with us for a while. I mean, it's quite astonishing. The Black Sea and the Ukraine are really almost dominant suppliers of the world's surplus wheat. So, I mean, they are, I think, provide a third of the world's wheat exports. So to the extent that they're disrupted, that is going to affect food prices everywhere. I mean, even when you have food prices, you know, if you say, well, what about in the U.S.? We don't have to necessarily get wheat from the Ukraine for it to affect us because it's one market. Essentially, people who can't get their wheat from the Ukraine order it from places like the United States or South America, and so that basically takes supply that would otherwise come here. So food prices, that's a big issue. I hear that being spoken about, at least among people I know, more than gasoline prices. That is something that's really shocked people.
Trading at wartime. There was a wag over the weekend who said, don't worry about nuclear weapons in your portfolio, because if somebody uses a nuclear weapon, you can't cash your portfolio in anyway. So buy. Do you hear bullishness also, Brett? Buy the dip. It's not just a dip. It's a, I don't know, this is a crater.
Yeah, it's a panic. Look, it is 2 years since you and I were talking during the panic
right.
of COVID. And in fact, I remember one of the times I came on during that, you know, sort of 1929 collapse, when you were buying Exxon stock. And I can tell you, your Exxon stock is looking extremely, held on to it, looking extremely good at this point.
We have 30 seconds, Brett. Go ahead.
Right. Yes. Look, everybody is panicking. Prices, stock prices do not make a lot of sense, how quickly they've fallen, particularly in Europe. And look, the reality is, you know, it makes no sense to sell your stocks because you think there's going to be a nuclear war. Because if there is a nuclear war, you're not going to care about your stocks anyway.
Brett Ahrens is Return on Investment, my break-the-glass go-to guy. when the markets crater as they just did. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Lynch.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.